Good afternoon. Last year, I talked about the transformation of global technology services from a system integrator to a services integrator. We are 1 year into this transformation. Today, I would like to talk about how we are winning in the marketplace, what are new markets, and what are we doing within global technology services to significantly improve the platform we use to deliver the services to the thousands of clients we serve every single day. And just to kick it off, what you've heard from David earlier on about CLS, that environment we are managing in the third generation, and the systems never went down. Quite frankly, these systems to go down is not an option. So, what I would like to do here is just a few words about global technology services. We are organized in two lines of businesses. One is called the infrastructure services business, which is the project business and the traditional outsourcing business. We are right now building out hybrid cloud environments. We are managing these environments. We are planning, designing them. And of course, we are still doing the traditional end-to-end outsourcing. And I will speak about this later on. We are about one-third of IBM's total revenue, a little bit shy of $31 billion constant currency in 2016. Jeannie pointed out at the beginning, we've had 7 consecutive quarters of revenue growth, and our backlog has grown again in 2016. And we are about twice the size of our nearest competitor, which goes live by the name of DXC Technologies. I don't expect that you know what behind that name. It's a little bit difficult. All right, so let me start with the market. What do we see in the market? You see here that hybrid cloud is growing very rapidly. It's supposed to grow until 2019 at a CAGR of about 34%. The traditional GTS business is going down, but the hybrid cloud is significantly growing. And by 2019, we expect that about one-third of our market is around building hybrid clouds. So that's relative to the infrastructure services business. Our traditional technology services business, which was born in the break fix of IT equipment, we are focusing more and more towards multi-vendor services. What do I mean with that? When you speak today with somebody who runs a data center, he will tell you that the best in class, they have only 6 vendors who do break fix. A recent discussion with a bank here in North America, they had more than 135. And offering them the entire service out of one hand, out of global technology services, that's what we call multi-vendor services. Now, that business, in the meantime, is not only focusing on what is in the data center. We have already left the data center. We are managing IoT environments, and I will give you later on some examples what we are doing in the marketplace. Over the last 30 plus years, and you see this in the middle column, we have earned the right in certain industries. Industries are as important to us as they are to the entire company, as they are important to GBS, to Watson, to the solution units. When you take, for example, the banking industry, about 86% of the daily worldwide card transactions are managed on infrastructures we are standing for. We as global technology services keep these infrastructures every single day running, going, updated, protecting them from security attacks, and so on and so forth. So we have a significant brand permission in the financial services industry. Most recently, with significant wins in Lufthansa, in the Emirates, in Etihad, in Southwest Airlines, in Delta Airlines, we have made our inroads in the airline industry. And the airline industry captures the market share and the ranking by revenue mileage, which means you actually pay for the mile you fly. And you see here that 5 out of the top 10 are served again out of and with global technology services around the world. Now, these insights we are capturing relative to the infrastructures. The way we manage these clients, this gives us brand permission. And I could go on in the automotive industry, in the insurance industry, and many others. Finally, this leads, what is our strategy going forward? And parts of it we have already implemented. Number one, as a services integrator, we have the right to go after new markets. And I will show you one very interesting market which came along in the last 24 months. Second, as we are managing our clients out of a platform, so we are not managing every single client individually, we are driving synergy across the clients. For us, it's very important to inject cognition, and you've heard this over and over today, into the way we deliver services and we manage our clients. Now, let me go into these two elements, new markets, as well as our augmented intelligence for the way we manage the services for our clients a little bit more deeper. So on the left side, you see more or less the domains we are in. Over the last 24 months, we have completely restructured our services portfolio. Most of these domains have service offerings, which are consumable, as you could call it, microservices. They are consumable through cloud. Most of them are running on IBM Cloud as well as in private instances if you want to build a private cloud. You see them here. And you might have heard about a major outage of one of our cloud competitors last week. And when you go a little bit more into detail, you find out that actually it was a human error. And what you find out is cloud scales because you share the infrastructure for many, many clients. So when an incident happens in such an environment, it is not only taking one client out of business, it takes a whole series of clients out of business. So automation, resiliency is incredibly important. So our portfolio about resiliency, we have significantly strengthened to cope with the challenges when you share on one infrastructure for many clients, what that means. Others are in mobility. We are injecting cognition in mobility. The mobility service practice was in the past, we are managing devices. Devices independent from the person who is using the device. By injecting cognition, suddenly behind the device, there is a human being. So we can develop patterns and a quality of service we've never had before. It's a personalized service in the device management. These are just two examples. Now let's talk about these new markets. Last year I had Björn from Evry, the CEO of Evry, here on stage. They came to us about 8 to 9 months earlier and said, we are a system integrator and we need to go to the cloud. The demand in the Nordics is all about hybrid cloud, but we don't know how to get there. So we embarked on a journey, on a transformation journey with them. We built out a hybrid cloud. We built out a soft layer pod in the Nordics. And during the course of this year, they added all their decentralized business. We expanded the relationship. And as of today, about 1 out of 7 citizens in the Nordics, from an infrastructure point of view, are getting support from IBM. So we are basically the back-to-back service provider to another service provider. Last year, in the middle of the year, CSC, we closed a significant transaction. We are managing their entire mainframe estate. We are drawing from the knowledge we have created over more than 30 plus years in mainframe, and we are handing back to a system integrator mainframe as a service. AT&T is a long-lasting alliance partner of IBM. We have just renewed the alliance, and we are now translating their hosting business here in the United States, in Europe, into a hybrid cloud environment. And this is a very, very interesting marketplace for us, where we provide services to another service integrator. The second new market, as I said, is multi-vendor services. We are known of managing IT equipments in data center, and we have expanded to manage entire equipment sets in data centers from a variety of providers, whether it's Cisco, Juniper, or others. We have left the data center. What you see here in Protoban, in Banorte, we are managing 1,500 branch offices of Banorte. So the entire branch office, from the networking gears, the PCs, the fax machines, the printers, including the HVCs, is managed by Global Technology Services. You see Citibank, we are managing, where Citibank is present in these countries, the ATMs. Protoban is the IT subsidiary of Santander. We are doing the very same in relation to ATMs. And Kimberly-Clark is an interesting IoT infrastructure where we are providing the services for a lot of equipment they have out there. What we actually need in this marketplace, we need a motherboard, and then we can scale. We are present in 170 countries. The team speaks 120 different languages, and we have about 535 logistics centers, which gives us permission to help these clients if they want to scale out their offerings, their technologies, their products into these countries. So this is the first one, which is really the objective is, where is growth in the future? The second one is, and that's really at the core, at the heart, how we differentiate, is our, and we call this augmented intelligence to serve our clients. It's a platform we are building out, and we are working very close with Arvind's team from research. So the newest technology is going into this so that we can serve our clients better. So what do we do? Over 30 plus years, we have gathered data how systems behave. Think about, we have about 95-96% of all IBM mainframes under maintenance contract. All the information, when a system works, how it behaves, how the workloads are recognized in these environments. The same is true for about 30,000 products which are non-IBM products. This gives us a significant data lake. We are using Watson, we are using cognition to create insights. And these insights allows us on a service platform to improve the service quality for our clients. At the very same time, we are significantly investing in automation. Cloud, and particularly hybrid cloud environments, are not getting simpler. Actually, they are demanding much more oversight, they are more complex, and the answer to complexity is not more people. The answer to complexity are cognitive systems. The answer to this is automation. So at the end, we can deliver more insight for our clients, visibility, dashboards, and productivity for us, because at the end of the day, we predict when a system may break, and we can take the actions. You see underneath 99.7% attainment of service levels. We have 30,000 service level agreements, and just for the for transparency behind every single service level agreement, if we don't meet it, we have to pay a penalty. So this is a significant commitment to our clients, and we are used to keep them and continually improve them. We have already 500 of these dashboards deployed. By end of this year, we want to be at 1,000. And we have 650 plus clients where we have already deployed automation. That's the beginning. We clearly see that there are much more things we can automate within client environments. So this platform is a significant differentiation for us going forward because it translates into productivity for us and quality and security for the client. So, and as Mark had, I have the same slide. We are mixing to the higher value as well as driving productivity. You see here a set of examples, and at the end, for the long-term business model, this will drive annually roughly 50 basis points of PTI margin improvement. You see that hybrid cloud is growing very fast in our segment. We are pulling through a lot of IBM technology in our outsourcing agreements. The MVS business has grown in a few years to a business of 1.5 billion. It's growing double digit, and we continue to invest in this business. We are taking some investments. And many of you asked me already in the break, is the traditional outsourcing business dead? 37 transactions in 2016 above 100 million. I think it describes that there is a very healthy business out there. Clients need help, clients need support, and we are capable to provide this support end to end. On the productivity side, these are just a few critical success factors. We have started to introduce the augmented intelligence, 37% reduction in problem determination time. In our call centers, we are using Watson to support the call agent so that the call agent gets, when the question comes in, with the first answer, the right answer. We all hate if you turn in a loop and somebody needs to connect you to somebody else, you have to repeat your questions. We use Watson to avoid that this connection takes place, that the call agent is enabled to give the right answer. To sum up, we believe the shift to a service integrator allows us to address new markets. Our portfolio is renewed. We are scaling above the cloud. We can enter new markets. You have seen serving service integrators and outsourcing service integrators as well as multi-vendor services. And from a delivery platform, what was discussed this morning about the usage of data and uses of cognition, that's absolutely a significant differentiator for us in the way we provide services going forward. Thank you for your attention, and I hope that you continue to invest in IBM. Thank you.